east across Missouri to the edge of Little Dixie, through Lafayette County, past Arrow Rock, south of Kingdom City, about 1850, begins a story I will tell you. At 14 years old, Celia was bought and sold to a man named Robert Newsom. She would be worth her weight in gold on the long ride home. No one could hear her cries. Robert Newsom took her against her will before they reached the next county. Celia was a young girl. Celia was afraid. No one heard the cries of a young slave. She was a property of a man with the power in his hands. And for the slave there was no law or refuge in this land. As the years went by, Celia waited and bided her time. Through those years, there was evidence of the master's crime. Like brown children she bore, she had never known the touch of love, only the master's will. Still she prayed to the heavens above. Celia was a young girl. Celia grew strong. Celia vowed one day she'd take the master down. She was the property of a man with the power in his hands. For the slave there was no law or refuge in this land. Master came to Celia's door, like he had so many times before, when he demanded her favors. Celia said no. Well, he stormed into the room, shadows cast by the fire and the light of the moon. With a stick she struck him on the head. The old man fell to the floor dead. Celia was a young girl, no longer afraid. She did as she had promised. For freedom she had prayed. From being the property of a man, she took the power from his hands. For the slave there was no law or refuge in this land. In Callaway County, on a December afternoon, a young woman's life ended too soon. At the gallows, her spirit rose above the trees and life she'd known, singing freedom from this time and place, freedom from the master's chains, freedom from a life of shame. Singing freedom from this time and place, freedom from the master's chains, freedom from a life of shame, our freedom.